I believe that the God we serve is sweet. He's sweet, I know. Dark clouds may rise, or storm clouds may rise. Dark clouds may rise, and storm or strong winds may blow. But I'll tell the world, wherever I go, that I have found a Savior. And he is sweet. He is great. He is powerful. He's awesome. And we love him so much today, and I appreciate it. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, awesome, great God we serve. Pastor Butler, are you on the line? Pastor Butler, go ahead and pray till about 6:20, and then I'll take it from there.
Yes, sir. More grace, everybody. Grace be unto you and peace be multiplied. We honor our set men today. We appreciate the Lord Jesus Christ, and we honor God's people. Amen. We're going to go before His Majesty in prayer. First of all, we want to thank Him for keeping us another day, blessing us and strengthening us and causing us to walk and run through the troop and leap over every opposing wall today. We are giving Him glory and praise and honor because He's done great things, and we are glad. So let's just praise Him for about the next minute. Hallelujah. Come on, let's enter into praise. Father, in the matchless, magnificent, wondrous name of His Majesty, Lord Jesus Christ, we do honor You. Thank You, Lord God, that You have kept us another day. You have blessed us, Lord, in our coming in, and You have blessed us in our going out. Many are traveling right now, Father, and You're sustaining them. You're keeping the hand of the enemy. Father, You're keeping them alert, astute, aware, and conscious of where they are. For that, we give You divine praise. Thank You, Lamb of God, that You've kept us an entire another week with our minds stayed upon You, keeping us in heavenly places from whence cometh the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. For that, we honor You. We adore You. And we want to tell You, Lord, we celebrate You. We celebrate Your high, exalted, and matchless Jesus Christ's name. There's none like You. There's none to be compared with You. You alone are God. Hallelujah. Great is Thy faithfulness unto us. God, we bless You with the fruit of our lips. Hallelujah, giving thanks unto Your name. God, once have we heard, twice have it been spoken. The power, it belongs to You. And for that, we are eternally grateful that we are Your children. And because of that, Father, we have access to come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find the necessary grace to help us in the very time of need. What a mighty God we serve. What a magnificent, matchless wonder. What an awesome King of glory, Redeemer of our souls. Hallelujah. The great, hallelujah, Shepherd of the sheep, the Bishop of our Lord's soul, and the Chief Apostle of the faith. We bless You. Hallelujah. Thou that sits on the throne and walks on the clouds of the air by the name of Jah, we bless You. Be lifted up, Lord. Hallelujah. Behold, we lift You, Lord. We magnify You. We adore You. There's none like compared with You, and none can be ascribed to You. You alone are God. We want to thank You. Thank You for keeping our children, our families, our loved ones, Father. Thank You for keeping Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Our pastors, our ministers, our shepherds. Father, we thank You for keeping the church. And we thank You most of all for salvation through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we magnify You. We can't thank You enough for saving us from a horrible pit in a miry clay, setting our feet upon a rock and establishing our going. Who is this King of glory? You are the Lord. Hey, Chateau, the Lord strong and mighty. You're the Lord mighty in battle. Hallelujah. And for that, we bless You and we adore You. We lift You. So be magnified from this time forth and forever in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord was dealing with me as Pastor was talking about that fifth element yesterday, the trouble that comes from within, that which was from within. And the Lord started to deal with my heart about, amen, a mold being inside. We're going to pray against every mole that have been set to spy, peep, and to look and enter into the affairs that, amen, God has blessed you with, amen, and try to detour them and try to stop you from getting what God wants you to have. We're coming against every mole spirit. Hallelujah. And the Lord even dealt with me about a sleeper spirit. Amen. You know what a sleeper is? A sleeper is an element or a group of people, or maybe a sleeper cell that, amen, is infiltrated within that body or within that organization, and they are activated at a certain time. Hallelujah. They try to blend in, chameleon themselves in, and they sit back and they masquerade. Hallelujah. But we don't wonder why, because the Bible says in Corinthians, no wonder. Because, amen, it's not hard for us to believe it, for Satan himself transfers himself as an angel of light. So we don't wonder why his ministers can do the same. Therefore, the Bible told us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Hallelujah. And we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Master. Thank you right now for giving us, Lord Jesus Christ, wisdom, giving us knowledge, causing us to have the spirit of discernment that we might be able to dismantle, that we might be able to identify and then destroy every mold, every peeping spirit, every spirit that will lodge itself, even through people, through those on our job, through those in our family, for those in the church. Father, we thank you right now that they're exposed. Be exposed. Be exposed. Be exposed in the name of Jesus. Be exposed in Jesus' name. And Father, once they are exposed, we pray that you grant thy servants the backbone of iron and a face of flint to deal with it without hesitation, reservation, or fear. You said the righteous are as bold as lions, so we pull down every plot, scheme, and plan, and we come against every sleeping spirit, every sleeper cell, every sleeper holiday action and attitude and person that has been set to be activated by the enemy at the time, which is at his beckoning. We break it up now, and we bring confusion and havoc on the powers of darkness, chaos on the courts of hell and the regions of the damned. And we decree and we declare it will not work. We nullify the actions. We dismantle and disrupt in the name of Jesus. We break down every opposing force, every infiltrating spirit into our destiny, into our finances, into our homes, into our jobs, into our success, into our prosperity. We command you now, be exposed, be exposed, be exposed, and not only be exposed, but be disrupted, be dismantled, and ultimately we destroy you by the word of the Lord, by the blood of the Lamb, by the testimony of the saints. We decree and we declare, hallelujah, that no weapon that is even plot or plan, hallelujah, that's being perused in the courts, hallelujah, and the corridors of darkness shall be able to prosper in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, of God, that you are revealing every hidden mole, every secret, Lord Jesus, mole, every person operating, Lord Jesus Christ, in a masquerade, that they will not be able to function, that they will not only be exposed, but Father, they will be dismantled and destroyed in the name of Jesus. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's bless him right now in the name of Jesus. I want to pray this prayer. The Bible says again that God has given us shepherds after his own heart. Hallelujah. Amen. To feed us with knowledge, understanding, amen, and guidance. We're praying for the set man, this ministry. We're praying for our pastor, hallelujah, as he is in the vineyard laboring and still finds it his business and assignment to be on here for you all. I need you to understand that, amen, those of you that are here by way of connection, by way of, amen, following him, amen. It is our responsibility as we receive, so we give back. As we receive naturally, spiritually, and financially, that we give back, so in the same. So lift your right hands. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, today we lift up Prophet Brian Kahn Jr. We pray for his strength as he is ministering the word of God, that those who have an ear, that they would hear, and every opposing force, every person that is there as a looky-loo, every person that is there with a fault-finding spirit, every person that is there that is sent by the enemy to gather intel against him, Father, we thank you now that their ears are deaf, their eyes are blinded, and they cannot see in the spiritual things of God. We thank you. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the man of God. We thank you for him and the clarion call that you have put in his bosom and caused his mouth to be a mouthpiece, hallelujah, and a trumpet in Zion. We thank you now, Lamb of God, that you will strengthen him, strengthen his resolve, strengthen his tenacity, his boldness. Father, you said the righteous are as bold as lions. So we pray for his strength. God, and we pray you send help from the sanctuary in the matchless name of Jesus. We stand behind, with, and around Prophet Brian Kahn Jr. And we pray, Lamb of God, continue to feed him with manna from on high. What he gets from glory, let him regurgitate to us in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that are on this line right now that have been blessed through the words he's spoken, through the prayers he's prayed, through the prophetic that he's given them. Father, that they would not forget, but that they would find that their responsibility, their duty to stand in the gap and make up the hedge for him as he has driven us to do it for our sons, to do it for our daughters, to do it for our family members, to do it for husbands and wives, to do it for friends and those that are in the hospital. Hallelujah, how we have been pushed. Hallelujah. Now, Father, we turn and we strengthen your man of God. Even the Apostle Paul, Father, said, pray for us that the word of God be not hindered, for there are many adversaries. And so, Lamb of God, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. Therefore, we stand in the gap that he may have the spiritual longevity, the spiritual, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, tenacity to cry loud and spare not, to lift his voice as a trumpet and Zion in the matchless name of Jesus. We thank you now, God, for those that have, Lord, benefited, for those right now that are receiving strength, help, hallelujah, drive, motivation, enthusiasm, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God in Jesus' name. And it is so by the power of a miracle, by the power of a miracle. Amen. Our next prayer point, amen, is going to be that, amen, we're going to win. This 30 days of prayer, we are already winners. Hallelujah. We're already winners. So whatever you are facing, I don't care how high it seems to be, how deep it is, whether it's family, whether it's with your children, whether it's with, amen, bless God, finances, amen, you're winning. So in the book of Psalms, chapter 18 and verse number 29, David declared, we run through a troop and we leap over the wall. He said, through God we shall do valiantly, for we shall run through the troop and leap over the wall. Lift your right hand. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, tonight, I decree and declare that my steps are steps of progress, steps of success, and thank you that no matter what is faced against me, whatever I am facing, I win. I win. I run through every troop, and I leap over every opposing wall. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now we give you glory and praise that you've given, Lord Jesus Christ, us the word that through you we shall do valiantly. Through you we shall be victorious. Through you we shall be, Lord Jesus Christ, winners. Through you we are more than conquerors. Through you, Lord Jesus Christ, all things are made straight. The crooked is made straight, and the rough places are made smooth. Father, you said because of you and through you, hallelujah, we can believe all things are possible to them that believe. We believe now that we are victorious, victorious in every challenge, victorious over every attack, victorious over every assignment of the enemy. We are victorious right now, Father, and we pray and intercede and stand proxy for our children. We call them out of darkness. We call them out of that man's, hallelujah, bless God, home. We call them back to the house. We call them, I'm on Yahba. Hey, glory, glory, glory. We call them out of drugs. We call them out of mischief in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that they are saved. They shall serve you, hallelujah, the days of their life. Them sons, our nephews, our nieces. Father, we thank you now that we come against the wall, hallelujah, of opposition, the wall of compromise, the wall, Lord Jesus Christ, of mischief. We pull down the wall of lackadaisicalness, laziness, the barriers of selfishness. We pull them down, hallelujah, and we decree and declare, hallelujah, they're saved. They're yours, Lord. You said children are inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is your reward. Blessed is the man that have his quiver full of them. Hallelujah. Bless God, we give you glory now for the quiver. You said you've used them as arrows in the hands of a mighty man. Hallelujah. They shall meet the enemy in the gate. So, Father, we don't go by what we see. Their actions or their lack of actions, we decree and declare. We bust down the wall of opposition that would hold them bondage and hold them in captivity and snare them. Hallelujah. Father God, with false information and lack of knowledge, we decree and we declare, hallelujah, they shall return to you because we've given them to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pull down every wall. We run through the troops in the masses. Mighty, majestic name of our Savior. Thank you for giving such power unto men. Father, that as you are, so are we in this world. And we decree a thing, and we say that it is established by the power of your spoken word. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of your glory, to you be the power, might, and majesty in the matchless name of Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Pastor. Oh, prayer works. I don't care what nobody tell you. I don't care what you all hear. I need you to know that prayer works. I need you all to listen so we can get into this. But you got to hear me, y'all. God said in James chapter 5, verse 13, let's see what it says. Let's see what it says. James chapter 5, verse 13, a very familiar passage, James chapter 5. Look at what the word of God says. It says, is any afflicted? Let him pray. You see what that says? It said, if there's anybody afflicted, let him pray. It didn't say let him worship. It didn't say let him praise. It didn't say let him run. It didn't say let him moan. It said, if anyone is afflicted, he must pray. God gave us the antidote for sickness, the antidote for disease. Right now, we are in the middle of a pandemic in this country. And right now, the reason it has not ended is because the church has not understood the antidote for this pandemic. The antidote is not the cure. The antidote is not the vaccine. The antidote is prayer. But in the name of Jesus, we are decreeing that by the end of this 30 days and beyond, that this thing will be broken. This cycle has to be broken. You know, the Bible said at the end of every 7 years, there shall be a release. And this is technically a seventh year. 2000, 2007, 2007 to 2014, 2014 to 2021. We must break this thing this month. We must break this thing this year. That's why God was dealing with me. I said, Lord, why am I just so adamant about this prayer? I mean, on another level. Why do I feel this need to push this? God began to say, he said, I am bringing liberty into the lives of people, the prayer and intercession. This is their last chance. And you understand that by the Spirit, that there are windows, there are seasons, there are times. Ecclesiastes 3, to everything under the sun, there's a season, there's a time. Something is happening in the spirit realm. And that's why some of you are seeing some things changing. God is doing this stuff by the end of this year, because if this thing don't break off for you this year, you're getting ready to enter into a cycle. Halabasha. You're getting ready to enter into another cycle of it. But we got to break this thing. We got to cancel this thing. We got to dismantle this stuff. We got to break it. Halabashata. We got to decree that it is no more. That's why we're praying. That's why we're in prayer. But some of you, the spirit of slumber has arrested you. You're the laziest person on the globe, and the spirit of slumber has arrested you, got you out of prayer, don't have you seeking his face, don't have you calling on the name of the Lord. You know why? Because maybe you don't need nothing from God. And some of you, your affliction is getting worse because you won't pray, all right? True intercession has nothing to do with time. It ain't about how long you pray, but it's praying until something happens. You got to increase your prayer. It ain't about you. It's about the kingdom of God being done. We are praying, hallelujah, not to get no boyfriend, not to get no husband. The prayers that we are praying is that the will of God be demonstrated on the earth. Balabasha. That's what we're praying. Anything that we want the will of God to manifest on the earth. Let me tell you something. When you pray the kingdom, you're going to get results. Whenever you pray God's will, anything that opposes the will of God is going to be revealed. So we are commanding an end of every battle. We are commanding an end of every battle. That's right. I said we are commanding an end of every battle. In 1 Kings chapter 18, 41, God sent that rain. But God did not send it just because he said it. Elijah understood the rules of engagement. As soon as Elijah heard that God was getting ready to send rain, he let the other people eat. He let the other people do what they did. But guess what Elijah did? Didn't eat no food. Got on his face and began to pray and began to intercede. Why? Because he understood that whenever you receive a prophetic word and whenever you receive a declaration, it is not time to be cute. Now, it is time to pray. It is time to intercede. It is time to call on the name of the Lord. We are breaking this thing. If even though there was a prophecy hanging in the air, even though God had spoken, if Elijah did not pray, it would not have ever happened. If Elijah did not intercede, it would not have ever manifested. We are decreeing tonight an end. Halabashakalalamandia. We are declaring an end of every battle. We are declaring an end of every battle. We are declaring that the will of God will be manifested, that the kingdom of God, that God's will for your life will come into manifestation. The Lord's Prayer, thy will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. That's our prayer. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, I superimpose, I enforce the will of God for my life. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are declaring the will of God be manifested in our life in the name of Jesus. We are declaring a performance. I declare that there shall be a performance of the word of the Lord concerning my life. There shall be a performance of the word of the Lord concerning my children. There will be a performance concerning the word of the Lord concerning my body, concerning my health, concerning my family, hey, concerning my church, concerning KCC. Father, in Jesus' name, every prophecy that is spoken over my life, no longer will it be prolonged, no longer will it be delayed. I am declaring that there shall be a performance, there shall be a manifestation. I enforce the will of God. I enforce the plan of God concerning my life. I decree that God's will concerning my life, concerning my destiny, God's will, oh, halabasha, concerning, hallelujah, this nation, concerning America, concerning North America, concerning South America, concerning Asia, concerning Europe, concerning Africa, concerning Antarctica, and concerning Australia. I am decreeing in the name of Jesus that the will of God concerning those nations of the earth, considering Alabasha, concerning the continent, I enforce the will of God. I decree the will of God. I declare that the will of God concerning my life will manifest. I declare that the purpose and the plan of God concerning my destiny will manifest. I declare that the purpose of God concerning my business will manifest. I command an end to all opposition. I command an end to every battle. I command an end to every principality. I command an end to every power, every stronghold. Hey, 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 Shata, Lebaso, Lubashanina, Lebrondo Lobokudalaba, Lamandilimi Asi, Sinuninimi Kikendele Ekoraba, Labaladalia, Shatanana Mosha. Bibele ondolobo okobasi, sikaboya, 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 ubandelebe, 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 lebadalabaya. Whatever God's plan is concerning the destiny of my wife, concerning the destiny of my children, concerning the destiny of my lineage, of my legacy, of my future, in the name of Jesus, I command a manifestation concerning the destiny. I command a manifestation of every prophecy, and I declare that there shall be, hey, a performance. There shall be a performance of the word of the Lord. I stand in the gap, and I command an end of all opposition, and decree that it shall be in the name of Jesus. That's why we're praying. That's why we're believing God. That's why we're calling on the name of the Lord. Why? Because this thing must manifest this year. That's why we're sowing this seed. That's why God's dealing with me about this seed so strong. You know why? Because God understands, and the spirit realm recognizes cycles. That's why I don't care what you got to do. I don't care if you got to be homeless until January the 1st. I don't care, hallelujah, if you ain't got nothing, if you can't eat nothing till January the 1st. You make it your business, young man. You make it your business, young lady. You make it your business owner. You make it your responsibility to stand before the man of God on January the 1st with that seed of $500. Yes, you can sow it as a couple, but some of you, you need to sow it one for the husband, one for the wife, one for the business. You don't need to miss this because things are breaking and changing, and you cannot afford to take this into another year. Psalm 91, verse 5. Look what it says. It says in Psalm 91, Abba Shelamondala Kurala Bahasa, I will not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day. In the name of Jesus, we are terminating terror. We are terminating terror. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, I will not be terrified by terror. I will not be threatened by terror. Terror be rebuked. Terror be bound. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. I break the spirit of terror. I come against the spirit of terror. I declare in the name of Jesus that I will not be terrified by terror. I will not be threatened by terror. I will not be intimidated by terror. I bind the terror by night. I bind the terror that comes on land. I bind the terror that comes through the water, that comes through the sea, that comes through air. I break every witchcraft airline. I break every power that is demonic, that flies over my head. Hey, halabashatalama. In the name of Jesus, I declare that terror is being intercepted. I will not be afraid. I intercept every demonic arrow. I intercept every demonic arrow. I arrest every demonic arrow, halabasha, and I declare that I will not be terrified. My children will not be terrified. My family will not be dismantled by the spirit of terror. Terror is not my portion. Terror does not belong to me. terra. Hey, 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 hey. Shata utalama lemande lebekoba libanzi di unda lakaya lekadala wandi libi iandala moya munini mikikele andala ashna alavosa alavosha uvivivivi elevi alavahaza janjele de kristele ankatoya brankalili mikristele andala oba abiasha 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 lama undelebe ekolobo ubiasia. I am commanding and in the tail, Obasha. I am commanding and in the tail over this city, over Alabama, over Florida, over North Carolina, over the United States of America. May the spirit of terror be arrested. May the stronghold of terror be arrested over single women, over single men. May the spirit of terror be arrested over that young lady, over young black men who are afraid for their life. I dismantle the spirit of terror. I dismantle the spirit of terror. I break the spirit of terror. I destroy the spirit of terror. Terror be rebuked. Fear be dismantled. Ula mandeleme. Come on, lift your voice. Pray against the spirit of terror. Pray against the spirit of fear. Pray against it. Cancel it. Destroy it. Oba baba baba sha. Yan jerebekisa. Zilobokoba. Limandili mikita. Every arrow that flies by day. Every arrow that flies by day. Every arrow that they shoot, I arrest it. Every arrow that is being shot, I intercept it. I boomerang it. I send it back to the sender. Hey, 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 hey. Hoda bashata lekanda labaso ula la mandele bekera bosha. In the name of Jesus, prayer works. Whatever you do, be not dismayed. Whatever be tied, God's gonna take care of this. I don't care if it's prayed or spoken. You gotta pray it through. I don't care if it's been declared. You got to pray. Are you listening to me? If you don't pray, it ain't going to happen. If you don't pray, it ain't going to manifest. If you don't pray, nothing is going to open up for you. Whatever you do, get in prayer. Pray that thing through. Break these cycles. Break these delays. Break it in the name of Jesus. May the cycle of delay be broken. May the cycle of fear be broken. May the stronghold of pride be broken. May it be dismantled. Masi, mi falamo, lukala wandele meklestola undala, lashanini miki fele dondolobo, bronkala mahakasaya. May it be dismantled by fire. Yebe, yebi asha. Lankula masi teleme, lebandi libi under la koshna, hankala wala tahasia, zivundi libi idele under la usha, lakala bakashata. Are you hearing me? I'm telling you what works. I'm telling you what works. I'm telling you what works. Guess what works? Prayer. I'm telling you what'll stop the enemy. Prayer. That's why we're giving ourselves the prayer. Now you have Saturday and Sunday. You have the time to put all those prayer points together. Every prayer that you prayed all this week, you don't take Saturday and Sunday and take a break in prayer. You get them prayer points and you pray them tomorrow. You pray them Sunday. And then I'll meet you again on Monday morning at 6 o'clock, calling on the name of the Lord. Believing God for breakthrough and for change. Believing God for a turnaround and a miracle in the life of the believers. We must see a turnaround. We must see these delays broken. We must see these frustrations dismantled. And it is only coming through prayer. So I'm expecting you in prayer at 6 o'clock in the morning. You that are in Jacksonville, make it to church. You that are in Charlotte, get to church. Houston, I expect you to be in church. I've shared with you already, Houston. I expect you to be in church. I'm looking for the miraculous. I'm looking for breakthrough. If you are in Alabama, You need to make it to this revival that is happening in Alabama, Mobile, Alabama, at 705 Telegraph Road. We got to get at it. Do you know that if I didn't have a job, I would be everywhere my pastor told me to be? I said, if I didn't have a job, you understand. Some of you don't have a job, and you just sit there and look wonderful. You crazy. Do you know that when you have a heart for God and a heart for ministry and a heart to see change changing in your life, do you know if I didn't have a job and know where I had to report to, every time my pastor or my leader was preaching, I would be there eating the words that come out of his mouth? Some of y'all are so carnal. You've gotten so carnal, amen, that you have no desire, no drive, no passion, no fire. And I'm telling you, God's about to spit you out of his mouth. You hear me? Because you've lost your fire. You've lost it. Hey, God, give us our fire back. Give us our fire back. Give us our zeal back. Grant unto us our zeal. My God, if I had a pastor and a leader who was anointed, my God, every time they was in a meeting and it was in my power to be there, I don't care if I got to drive. That's why God gave me a car. I'd put gas in my car and I'd drive my little happy hips straight to where they was, because I need a word. One word can shift my life and change my destiny. You got to get in place. You got to get in place. You got to get in place for what God's about to do. This cycle has to be broken. This cycle has to be dismantled. If it's not broken this year, you're going to enter into another one. So it's broken. I'm excited about your destiny. I see you in Alabama tonight. But if you're not in Alabama, we have church on Sundays and Saturday in Houston, Sunday in Jacksonville, Sunday in Charlotte. We're believing God for miracles, for breakthrough, for turnaround and change. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. You can't be stopped, and no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Hey, it is so, and it shall be even as God has said. I'll see you Monday morning for prayer. Don't meet me there. You got to beat me there. If you don't plan on being kicked off, you're going to pray with me. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are powerful. And I'm getting ready for a revival here in Mobile, Alabama. You are blessed. More grace.